Will the Republicans really win back the Congress? Now, Victor Davis Hanson is one of the smartest guys alive. As a matter of fact, Victor Davis Hanson is a walking, talking fossil. And I mean that with a bit of admiration, because Victor Davis Hanson is, if he is still teaching, is what is known as a classicist. What is a classicist? He teaches Roman and Greek and the history of antiquity and the classics. Homer, the Odyssey, the Iliad, etc., etc. Cicero, Virgil. So VDH, Victor Davis Hanson, is a smart guy. Now, he's too much of a Straussian for me. So he has that tendency to USA, USA American exceptionalism and be a Decepticon and what have you. He's not a complete and total Decepticon, but Victor Davis Hanson is a walking fossil. People ought to listen to him, which is why they put him at the top of the page every day, if you notice, at amgreatness.com. Now, look, I didn't even... In show prep today, I read the middle because someone quoted Victor Davis Hanson. So I only read the middle of this, will the Republicans really win back the Congress? I did not fail, Maggie. But listen to how he begins and how your kind, humble host began today's show. The late spring scenario of a massive GOP win is in historic proportions analogous to 1938, 1994, or 1910, is now said to be iffy. The left boasts that it now has a chance of keeping the House with even better odds for maintaining control over the Senate. Polls are all over the place. Now they show generic Republican leads. Now they show Democrats. The general experience in polling is that they are more often conducted by left-leaning institutions and message massage to show Democrat momentum. Since the polling meltdown of 2016, when most polls showed a Hillary Clinton electoral landslide, they have regained... I don't think anyone should read any poll on anything other than when the Pew Research Center goes out and asks people questions about life. Questions that you don't mind answering and you may actually have something to say about. Like, for example, are you a Catholic? Check. Do you go to Mass regularly? Oh, no. Why would I do that? No. So the Pew Research Center and an outfit like that actually has some data, some polling data that I think is useful. Political polling data? Useless. The only question worthy of asking these days is, are you in favor of your state seceding from the Union and forming your own government? That's, to me, or starting a city. Your city seceding from your county. Victor Davis Hanson. The corporate leftist media does its part by glorifying a new dynamic, Aviator Joe. Biden in cool sunglasses is now constructed into a swaggering Top Gun Tom Cruise-like figure rather than the cognitively challenged 79-year-old. Biden's just passed Reconciliation Inflation Reduction Act. According to most experts, we'll raise taxes even on the middle class and spur inflation. So the dutiful Fifth Estate state-run media... First of all, stop calling them the MSM. They're not mainstream. There's nothing that they do that is mainstream. Yeah, but TKD there. Okay, call them what they are. They are the Fifth Estate of the state. They are state-run media. It is the government's PR firm. Yeah, they have satellite offices. One at NBC, one at ABC, one at Fox, one at Newsmax. One at WNBC and all the rest of them. This is all staged. So you should stop listening to them or watching them, number one, but to stop calling them mainstream. They're not mainstream. There's nothing those people do that is mainstream, and they're liars. They are semi, because they're not professional, semi-professional, nearly illiterate liars. Call them what they are, it really pisses them off. They can't stand to be called what they are. With a stroke of his pen before the midterms, Biden forgives $300 billion in student debt without a care for the dutiful who paid off their loans or of those who did not go to college but will now pay for those who did. Inflation is running at 8.5%. And then he continues on with this. So in today's pile of prep, I quote VDH, Victor Davis Hanson. The left-wing playbook is now based on two pillars, the FBI raid on Trump's home and the January 6th insurrection investigation, and selectively daily leaking about both. Between the raid and the Star Chamber House, season one of January 6th, season one of the House inquiry, we are supposed to forget unaffordable gas and food, dangerous U.S. cities, over 3 million people surrendering or swarming the border, and the Afghanistan debacle. Yet if the Republicans advance a coherent national plan of action to restore a pre-Biden America, if Donald Trump will focus positively on national issues and not take the bait to obsess on the wrongs done to him, and if Grant's roots conservative this time around, prepare to preempt massive left-wing vote harvesting, they will achieve their blowout. Now, I think he is right. Again, I'm not throwing in with the November elections. I'm just telling you that it could stem and stop some of the Biden damage. And we should be all going, okay, we'll take it. And then continue with our plans. But he's right. Trump needs to stop. Dude, they're not going to give you a redo, Don John. It's not going to happen. You honestly think that Merrick Garland, could he be pressured? Could Biden, could Jezebel Jill be pressured? No way, dude. They are not giving that thing back. But, and you could even taunt them with, well, we got an election coming up, Joey. Let's make it fair and square, double it up. Tell you what, you beat me again, I'll promise I won't run in 2020. He can make it fun. He can make it The Apprentice, season 11, because I think they did 10 seasons. You know, come on, Joe. You supposedly got 90 million votes in all this, and everyone loves you, and your approval ratings are now going up and through the roof. Let's have at it. We'll both get, well, here, we get 60 days to campaign, and we'll do a redo. And if I lose, I'll go back to Mar-a-Lago, Joe, and MAGA, and you'll never hear from me again. What do you say, Joe? What do you say, boo? What do you say, boo? That's not going to happen. Well, I don't think it's going to happen. But that doesn't mean that there's not something that Trump could do. And there is something that he can do. So I think, you know, we're going to stay on the same website. I think that Julie Kelly, just the other day, I really need a new filing system. Of course, it's the last one at the bottom of the pile. By the way, you're listening to the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, last live radio station standing on the all-new CrusadeChannel.com website. The free preview of the premium stream goes all the way through the Shakespeare, the third annual now, William Shakespeare Radio Film Festival that you're all going to get this Saturday, Sermon Sunday, and then Monday, Labor Day. Free of charge for everyone in the world that wants to listen to the Crusade Channel. It's an open door, and the link and the listen buttons work on every device ever tested, still to this day. So if you're listening and you came over to give us a sample today, thank you very much. Strap in. This ride's going to be a bit bumpy today. Julie Kelly, Republicans don't get it. And I believe the Republicans don't get it. By the way, I think campaigning against the tranny mammy Zeitgeist is patriotic. It's defending the father, the fatherland, the homeland. It's putting groomers on notice. I don't care what polls say. It's a winner. You go out there and campaign truly to against people that are grooming and have sexual sight, their sexual sights set on children, that's a winning issue. I don't care what you're running for. That's a winner. Bidenflation, winner. Drilling for oil. Don't listen to these idiots with their polls. Those people don't have time to go out and vote. It's a winner. Remember the shut up and drill bumper stickers we used to sell? We sold thousands of those things when Obama did the same thing. Julie Kelly. But contrary to his somber reflections, January 6th was very good for Mitch McConnell. He got exactly what he wanted after the tear gas smoke cleared that evening. And what did McConnell want? He wanted Trump deposed. You might even say that McConnell put Biden in office. Exhilarating is how McConnell described his emotions after congressional Republicans, cowed by the four-hour disturbance, abandoned their plans to seek a 2020 election audit commission. Now, Julie Kelly and I are only two people that maybe in public life that vividly remember, Richard Barrett was there too, what really happened on January the 6th. We broadcast the whole thing live here, including 6 hours of coverage after Trump's speech. What really happened? At the end of the day, what did McConnell do? He ended the special orders that were going to happen and the discussion over Georgia's, Arizona's, Pennsylvania's, Michigan's, and Wisconsin's electoral votes.